If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joins us. Good morning, Seamus. And I bet those businesses on the north side are very happy that the CTA finally opened those L stations, aren't they?
Yes, 100%, Bob. It's been a long time since the four red line stations on the north side have been closed. There was Lawrence, Argyle, Berwyn, and Bryn Mawr. They all reopened finally after some for 4 years on Sunday. They have brand new, shiny new stations. They've got elevators and escalators and trackers for when the trains are going to be there, new artwork. It's really been a long time. They had built temporary stations at Bryn Mawr and Argyle because that's a long stretch without having a train stop at all. But if you can imagine, you know, there's so many people that live right there on Lawrence that some of them moved there because it's so close to the train and to not have it for 4 years. It's been a long time coming. But yes, this this Red Line modernization project's been going on since 2019. It's like $2 billion. This is one of the biggest chunks of it. So now they're going to move up to the Rogers Park stations. They're going to start building the parks underneath the new tracks. So it's humming along, but really good news for the riders and, like you said, certainly the businesses that rely on the foot traffic.
So far, so good in Edgewater and Uptown. And in Uptown, how's the fishing, Seamus?
You know, this is good. There is a place that's celebrating its 90th anniversary. It's called Park Bait in Montrose Harbor. And I didn't know about this place. I guess I don't walk around on the lakefront near Montrose enough. But they've had a bait and tackle shop there for 90 years. They say it's probably the oldest bait and tackle shop in Chicago. And really just been in this family for generations. Stacy Green runs it now. Her father, Willie, ran it. He bought it in 1958. It had been open for a while already, but kind of just a throwback place. You know, they're bait and tackle places all over the coast, but not too many in Chicago. So this is for the morning fishermen. You can get your you can get all your tackle there. You can get live bait. You can tell some fish stories. figure out you know where the salmon are biting and all that. So a fun story. We did a profile on it. The DePaulia wrote this story and Block Club ran it. So if you want to check it out, it's at blockclubchicago.org.
In Humboldt Park, there is a new outdoor sculpture garden and education space coming. Fill us in on this, Seamus.
Yeah, this is going to be right next to the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture in Humboldt Park proper. And it's going to be a place for students can come on field trips. They're going to have an educational area. They're going to have a big mural depicting the Puerto Ricans' move to Chicago. They're going to have just a bunch of areas and a sculpture garden and just a, kind of a good place for the community. But, you know, this being Chicago, of course, it doesn't have it has some weird history behind it. This was supposed to be a museum archives space, but they started building it without permits, and nobody liked the way it looked. So the city forced them to tear it down last year. This is sort of the compromise that they got permits for this, and they broke ground just recently. It's going to be open in September.
And finally, I saw your reporter at the softball game at Kerrywood Field, and I'm glad you're reporting on the game between the Aldermen and the Chicago Police. It was a lot of fun Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. You would know better than I because you were there. I don't know if you were wearing your spikes for the last time, the city council took on the Chicago Police softball team, the Knights. They said they had about more than 25 of the city council members were there. Mm-hmm. They had a quorum, I think, and they could have overrode a veto if they needed to. and it sounded like it was I don't know. A lot of really bad softball played by the aldermen. It sounded like there was dropped balls, there was booted grounders, there was overthrowing, there was a little bit of everything.
Yeah, the police. I think most of them, you know, if they were right-handed, they batted lefty, and lefty they batted righty to kind of even it up. But I lost track after the police were ahead something like 16-5. But it was something that you thought only in Chicago would this happen, where you get all the aldermen together, you get many members of the great Chicago Police Department, all for a good cause, and they're playing 16-inch softball.
Yep, it sounded wonderful. These guys do a lot of bickering behind the scenes, but they all got together to lace them up, and for a real good cause. The Knights have a charity that supports causes around the city, so money went to that. I know there were some side bets. If anyone hit inside the park homers, and Scott Wagesback maybe out a couple grand, it sounds like, for charity, though.
Yeah, all for a good cause at the lovely Kerrywood Field there on North Rock. Rockwell. Kerrywood helped the city get the funds together for that that field that the nearby schools use as well. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.